I'm really rich. I'll show you that next time.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.
And welcome to the Elections Crimes Bulletin, our weekly election protection podcast with best-selling author Greg Palast, now celebrating the release of his film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. We were out there actually last Friday night at the theater in San Francisco, and we're going to say more about that. Welcome, Greg Palast. There's a lot going on. We've got we've got Donald Trump claiming that he's definitely saying the election is going to be stolen, that fraud is out of control. He's urging his people to go down and fight against the fraud right on the front lines at the polling place. Your initial thoughts about the unfolding? You've been thinking about this, but in a bit of a different way.
Yeah, well, Trump's right. The election is rigged. But it's his buddies who are rigging it, his billionaire buddies. Now, we've discussed that. We've discussed games that I uncovered for Rolling Stone and that I've reported here on our Elections Crimes Bulletin, gimmicks like cross-check, which are literally going to knock out a million voters of color and stop them from voting. Now, here's one of the problems we're running into now with Trump. Look, he's the pro, the absolute Magic Johnson of gaslighting. If you want to know, gaslighting, by the way, is a term meaning when you're doing something illegal, you convince the other person that they're at fault. That's what the term means. So in other words, his buddies are stealing the election, and so he's screaming fraud. He's screaming vote fraud. And, of course, what are his claims? He specifically, for example, is saying that that there are 1 million people. He was just on the border a couple of weeks ago. 1 million people have crossed the Rio Grande illegally to vote for Hillary Clinton. Oddly enough, they haven't arrested anyone. He says, oh, they don't want to. They, by the way, includes the sheriff of Mariposa County, Phoenix, Joe Arpaio, his big proponent, who has a whole jail that he built for these illegal alien voters. And it's completely empty. There's no one in it. So he's saying that his buddies, Joe Arpaio, is just afraid to arrest illegal alien voters. It's a con. It's a lie. It's not true.
Well, now
he creates a justification for his vigilantes to go into what he calls other communities. There's not his voters. So what are the other communities? I guess they are the people that aren't orange or white.
And the vigilante attacks have begun in earnest at different levels in different ways in Mike Pence's home state. They're just on across the board voter fraud investigation. We have sort of the what do you want to call that, firebombing in North Carolina. Obviously, you know, those people who are perpetrating the fraudulent vote, according to Trump, are also collaborating to blow up Republican voter offices. There's an atmosphere. Trump is saying, of course, he's fighting with everybody in Congress who doesn't understand that this is in play and the election is in jeopardy. I mean, that's
Look,
the word.
It's an old trick. Yeah. It's an old trick of saying that voters of color steal elections. In my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, I have a clip from the original Birth of a Nation. My film's 101 years old. And in it, actors in blackface are sneaking in a second ballot into the ballot box. And that was the film that was the justification for the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. So, this is an old game. We call it the hysteria factory, where Republicans in particular claiming that aliens are voting, you know, like from outer space, that the dead are voting, that people are voting twice, that they're ghost voters, etc. All this is malarkey, because if, you know, you're not going to be here without papers and then put down your name and address and show up at a polling station, or even just put in your name and address and make a request for a ballot if you don't have papers. Because if you do get caught, you get 5 years in the slammer minimum. The state of Florida, this is important, Dennis, they try to eliminate 181,000 voters as illegal aliens. Why? Because they had names like Rodriguez and Honduras and Juarez, which happened to match the names of people who were on the deportation orders. So literally, if you had someone named Maria Hernandez on a deportation order, every Maria Hernandez in Florida would be questioned about whether they are citizens or not. And an attempt to move remove tens of thousands of the voter rolls of Florida, it did get blocked. But in the meantime, they said if it's illegal, then arrest them. If someone's voting illegally, just arrest them. And they arrested and convicted one single person, a Republican from Austria. An Austrian come in to vote because he said it was important to vote for Jeb Bush. That's the only verified case of an alien voter in Florida after they spent millions on a loco manhunt. So this is what's happening. So, but by Trump saying, go into those communities, he's authorizing vigilante intimidation. This was done in Arizona to great effect. To great effect. And you know who led the vigilante intimidation of voters in Arizona decades ago? A guy named William Rehnquist.
Oh, yeah.
Who then became chief executioner and chief justice of the
We remember
Court.
Him, and we're remembering him on the election crimes bulletin with Greg Palast. I'm Dennis Bernstein. This is a weekly attempt to help you protect your vote, fight against it being stolen, undermined, and fighting against the folks who are trying to trigger various processes that make it impossible for people, particularly people of color, people without means, oftentimes, to not be able to have their vote. This is the 21st century Jim Crow, and that's what we deal with every week on this podcast with Greg Palast, who has been for many years, since 2000, for sure, on the cutting edge as a investigator who became a reporter to cover and uncover the way in which, for instance, the 2000 election was rigged. He did this for the BBC, but CBS, I think it was CBS who had the contract with the BBC, wasn't interested. But Greg, it's 2:16 now, and this is frontline material again. We see it being, you know, we see it sort of like, I have to just say that it's frightening to see how this is playing out. But the information you're providing in this regard has been incredible. So what are you watching now? There's all kinds of crazy things happening out there. And
Right. If you like, as in my film, my number one investigation remains, see what they're doing with this system called CrossCheck, where they're saying that, okay, the Republican secretaries of state, and by the way, Trump has been going big with this. When he says the election's rigged, his number one thing, he says people are voting many times. So, but that'd be a joke if he's blowing through his comb over. The problem is that we have 30 Republican secretaries of state who are taking this as gospel faith, and they're matching names and saying, oh, Maria Hernandez is a real example. Maria Hernandez votes
so
in Louisiana.
So this is in
Maria
progress
Hernandez
now.
Virginia, it's the same. Oh, that's got to be the same voter. And they removed them. This is no joke. 41,000 people removed in Virginia. At least 35,000 people
this
removed in North Carolina.
This has happened or happening? This is happening.
Happened and is happening.
Yes.
Okay, 41,000 have already been removed in just Virginia. Using the Virginia system of those states, Republican states involved, this was before the Democrats took over there. Though the Democrats never gave these people back their voting rights, by the way. And that's one of the big problems. There's no other side. There's no police when the officials go berserk, when the officials are using spreadsheets like Ku Klux Klan white sheets. The Justice Department is dead silent. This has been a problem. In fact, you'll love this, Dennis. The Justice Department has announced that because it is now more limited because the Supreme Court destroyed the Voting Rights Act 2 years ago, it will have fewer lawyers and experts and out in the communities that are being threatened. They're going to reduce the Justice Department protection squads from their normal. And there was very little of it. In 2012, they were playing games, but now you're talking about literally violent vigilantes, and they're reducing the number of Justice Department specialists and FBI agents who will be out in the field. It's an invitation. They're saying, oh, we're sending away the guards and the bank vault's open. Go ahead.
Wow.
This is a very serious business. And plus, where's the Fourth Estate, Dennis? Where are our colleagues, the so-called journalists? The New York Times ran an editorial, shameful silence on Donald Trump's lies about vote rigging, saying that vote rigging in America is impossible. No one ever rigs a vote in America. Well, excuse me, a lady named Hillary Clinton finally said, a week after she first announced she's running for president, her first official speech after her announcement, she said, and I quote, "The election was stolen in Florida, and we will not forget it." Well, they've forgotten already. They're saying that Donald Trump is un-American because he's saying the elections are rigged. No, Donald Trump is un-American because he's rigging the election, not because the elections don't get rigged. And the New York Times, and I just heard on the National Petroleum Radio, the Diana Rigg show, where they just Ream show, where they had all these county clerks saying, "Oh, it's impossible to rig elections. It's impossible." Well, how many of them are in the cross-check program removing black folk?
Right.
How many of those clerks participated in the removal of so-called felon voters in 2000 from Florida? Every single one innocent, which we uncovered, and yet they participated in this. They're purging the voter rolls left and right, and saying people have voted twice, that they're felons, that they don't live, that
right.
they say that soldiers right. aren't home, so they lose their right to vote. That's called caging. They're
right.
doing it on a mass basis.
That's it.
Listen,
let me
Barack
jump in
Obama
here.
May
Go
have
on.
Won.
Go on,
yeah,
Greg.
But anyway, Barack Obama may have won 4 years ago, but that doesn't mean they counted all the votes. He overwhelmed the opposition. And in fact, the only reason we have a Republican House and a Republican Senate is because they have bleached the voter rolls whiter than white. This is no joke. And for the New York Times and our Fourth Estate to say there's no such thing as vote rigging in the United States, where have they been?
And
how was 2004, 2000? They say we're so proud of our democracy. You are?
Well, look, in 2016, you have been with a few people who do care about this. They're in the Congressional okay. Black Caucus. I think just a very short word to remind people that you're actually trying to activate this material. I want to remind people that if you're listening to this podcast in the Bay Area, you can check out The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's showing four times a day through the end of this week at the Presidio Theater at Chestnut and Lombard. I want people to know that they can
right.
see an amazing
hey.
Documentary. Not exactly,
tonight.
Right? A nonfiction movie, I should say, right, Greg?
Yeah, I'd never say documentary.
Okay.
Nonfiction movie, and I should say that you
yes.
can catch it tonight at 7, otherwise at 4:30 and 7 p.m. through Thursday night.
It depends where tonight is when you're listening to this broadcast.
When you're listening.
But in any event,
look it up.
You can look all of that stuff up. We're going to keep looking up at this information with Greg Palast. This is a weekly cast every week. It's your election protection segment. It's what we are calling the elections fraud.
Crime's
bulletin.
I
always go between fraud and crime. It's fraud to crime.
Can I give everyone a little bit of a bribe?
Okay.
Because I want you to sign a petition. If you go to gregpalast.com, you sign a petition. You sign a petition created by the Congressional Black Caucus to demand an investigation of the removal of black voters under this system called cross-check. It's at gregpalast.com. Look at petition. Then later, very shortly, within the next couple hours, when you do that, you will also be able to get free a comic book, 60-page comic book. So for being a good citizen, you get a great comic book on the upcoming theft of the election. We're writing it in advance. It's by Keith Tucker, who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and it has all our characters from our film, including Rosario.
All right, we got to get hopping out of here. That's Greg Palast.
That's free.
I'm Dennis Bernstein. That's Greg Palast. And this is your weekly podcast. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
You know, I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
You do not. Congress does not regulate Wall Street. Wall Street regulates Congress.